Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. She also runs a holistic life therapist certification program where you can get paid to guide clients to profound change and work from the comfort of your own home. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis.
Hi and welcome. I hope you're great wherever you are. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about conflict over clothing. What your partner wears. So many times in sessions, people will say to me that they don't like the way that their partner dresses. And we all have preferences when we think about what we want in a partner, right? However, after getting to know someone and falling in love, how a person chooses to dress, for a large number of people, it becomes irrelevant. However, for others, it is really important how their partner dresses. Some people see their partner as a reflection on them. Some people really care about looking good, fitting in, their reputation. And they can get frustrated and become less attracted to their partner if their partner doesn't follow the rules in their own head that they have about what looks good and what doesn't look good. And this can be really heightened if a person puts on weight or becomes so comfortable that they just don't really think about what they wear and they stop making an effort. I've worked with men and women on both sides of this. And I want to share how clothing and style judgment and conflict can impact an individual's self-esteem and a couple's happiness and give you some tips on how to navigate this if this is happening in your relationship. I'm sure that you can all think of a time where you just felt really comfortable in your old pajamas, tracksuit, and rather than being dressed up to impress your partner, you just really wanted to relax. And this is totally normal. Once the comfort levels kick in and couples often become much more lax on dressing up, and this can unfortunately impact how attracted they are to one another. Interestingly, the UK charity, the British Heart Foundation, who take clothing donations, conducted a study on people and their reasons for donating clothes for their Bag It and Beat It campaign. The results were eye-opening. Both men and women were very underhand when it came to getting rid of clothing that they didn't like of their partners. 17% admitted to hiding the clothes. 17% were happy to throw the clothes that they didn't like out. 8% of women and 7% of men admitted to purposely damaging the item, like washing their tops on a high temperature to shrink them or burning them with the iron so that their partner could no longer wear that item. Have you done that? I must say I haven't done that, but I can understand why some people may. Of course, that isn't a healthy way of dealing with it. And it highlights, though, that dress sense can be important to some people in relationships. And it can also highlight how difficult perhaps the topic is for couples to have the conversation over clothing. Attraction is so important in a relationship, and we all have a different ideas of what makes a person attractive. And so it is good to have this kind of conversation, asking each other perhaps, if you could get rid of three things in my wardrobe, what would it be? If you could choose your best three outfits of mine, what would they be? This can be a playful, positive way to ensure that you're dressing to please each other and not criticising and putting each other down or harming your sense of self. Candice and Ray came to me searching for a marriage counsellor and did my relationship transformation programme to really get them back on track, feeling closer, happier, releasing the resentment and negativity so that they could have a thriving relationship. Their relationship started off with lots of passion and sex, and they would go partying, both dressing up to the nines, keeping the attraction levels high. Candice wore miniskirts, high heels, red lipstick, which Ray loved. When Candice started working as a teacher, her wardrobe changed, and what she wore at work became what she wore on the weekend. Instead of being in sexy lingerie and tight-fitting clothes, Ray felt that she looked, or believed and said that she looked, like a 60-year-old woman, and that he was less attracted to her. And Candice was devastated. What Ray really meant to say was that he really appreciated her figure and loved seeing it. To help them find a good balance between what Ray appreciated and Candice's comfort, I suggested they go on a couple's shopping trip where they could both choose clothes together with one another so that both are happy and they keep that attraction to one another. Candice loved this as she absolutely hated shopping, and Ray liked seeing her try on the different clothes. And Candice was really happy to have the clothes brought for her by Ray and have his attention and interest. Contrary to Candice and Ray, who were very respectful in their discussions with one another, I worked with a lovely lady, Mia, who was struggling to deal with her husband's controlling behaviour. At any given opportunity, Mia's husband, Jamal, would belittle her and ridicule her dress sense. Jamal continuously told her he hated her lip fillers. He mocked her for her designer sunglasses and would constantly remind her that he wanted her to dress like a humble woman, just to be less showy, as he put it. Otherwise, he didn't want to take her to his family home or to go out in public for her to meet his friends. This made Mia not feel good about herself. She felt heartbroken, and every comment made her question whether she wanted to be in this relationship, as she felt so judged. She couldn't understand how a pair of sunglasses could result in such a huge discussion and argument. For another lady, the criticism went too far. Sadly, when she came to me for my 3-day breakthrough program, she was suffering with overwhelming, consistent anxiety. Her boyfriend commented on her clothes every single day and would stop talking to her unless she wore things that he liked. He would say to her, "Are you going out in that? Please don't wear that." When she met him one day after work, the first thing he said to her was, "Take it off, take it off, take it off," referring to her lipstick. She felt deflated. She loved wearing her hair down, but he liked it up. She wanted to wear high heels when they went out, but he wanted her to wear trainers and more practical shoes in case they wanted to walk around. She started doing everything that he wanted because she felt it would avoid an argument, and because he was quite manipulative, sharing that, "Oh, you need to do this for me, you don't love me." He would give her the silent treatment. And so when she came to me, she had so low self-esteem. She really felt that she didn't know what to wear. She questioned herself. She would hate getting ready. She would hate going out the door. He would even say other hurtful comments, like when they went to the gym together, "Oh, your bum looks really flat in that." And she just wanted the negativity and the commentary to stop. It hurt her so badly that her anxiety then spread to other areas of her life. She didn't feel confident at work. She then stopped socializing. And even applying for jobs, she would worry and have panic where she never used to before. When we did the 3-day breakthrough program, we had to get rid of all these limiting beliefs, because she had beliefs that, "I'm not good enough, I don't look good enough, my body isn't good enough, I fear other beautiful women, I compare myself to women, I'm being judged all the time, I'm not comfortable in my own skin, I lack self-esteem, I have social anxiety, I'm scared to be the center of attention." She had so much fear and worry that had to be cleared, and that's what we did so that she could feel amazing about herself again, so that she could enjoy doing her makeup, getting ready, and make a decision on her relationship. And she decided that she's just going to really be herself, be the real her, and then see if her boyfriend can accept it or not. because if he can't accept her for who she is, then even though she loved him in many ways, she needed to move on. It's not just men that are the ones that complain about their partner's dress sense or style. I've worked with so many women who share how they wish their husband would change their style of clothing from tracksuits and trainers, or want their partner to pay more attention to how presentable they are. For example, not ironing clothes or going out with stains on their clothing. In fact, one lady had stopped wanting sex and affection with her husband because he was always in the house in his boxer shorts and would often wear a baseball cap when they went out on the weekend. She asked for him to change this. He didn't see her point of view, he ignored it, and then things became much bigger, more stress between them. And then when they came for the relationship support, he realised that actually it's not a small thing to her, it's actually such a big thing to her, and that it's very small for him to change. He was just thinking, oh, she's just moaning at me, it can't be that important. But it really was for her. Him walking around the house with his top off was a trigger for her and actually made her not as attracted to him as she did and as she is when he has his clothes on and looks smart. Often I see this all the time. People make comments and people ignore them in the relationship. They just think, oh yeah, that's just them saying that, it's fine. However, for so many people, these small things can be resolved. I think it's really important to address that there is a huge difference between controlling behaviour in a relationship, being controlling, and sharing your likes and dislikes in a respectful manner. When you're in love, it can be so difficult to tell the difference between the two. So I'm going to explain to you what are some signs of controlling behaviour and what is the difference between simply sharing what you like and dislike. So I'll go through the controlling. Here are some signs of controlling in relation to clothing. One, they dictate rules for you that they don't need to follow themselves. For example, you need to dress a certain way or make more of an effort than they do. Two, their comments about your clothing are conditional and demanding. For example, I'll only go out with you if you dress like this or you change your clothes, or they give an ultimatum of some kind. Three, you don't feel comfortable to tell them how you feel about their comments on your dress sense. You may feel that you're nervous, you fear an angry reaction, you're walking on eggshells, and you're scared when you're wearing new clothes that they haven't commented on or seen before. Four, the compliments they give you are backhanded. For example, they may say things like, at least you're not wearing that red dress, or, oh, you look presentable today for a change. Oh, thank goodness you're not wearing that other thing. You get my point. They say something nice, and then they say something negative. Number five is all conversations about their preferences and their preferences only. They disregard your likes and dislikes. They don't ask you why you like things or why it's important for you to wear that kind of thing. Six, they are passive aggressive when you don't concede. Like sulk, get angry, use the silent treatment, or other behaviours to show you that they are not happy. Seven, they justify their behaviour as having an opinion. They say, I have the right to have an opinion. I have the right to comment. I have the right to free speech. And then they blame you for being too sensitive, making things difficult, or even being unloving. If you find yourself in this situation with a husband or wife that is controlling, it's a good idea to explore what their triggers for this behaviour are. For example, are they jealous? Are they insecure? Do they care too much what others think? Are they trying to portray an image to their family or friends or work colleagues? Feel free to contact me if you believe you're in a controlling relationship and want support to break through the controlling barrier and rebuild the foundations of your relationship. However, if you are both simply on different pages when it comes to dress sense and style, there are a few things I want you to think about when working through the differences like this and what you can do if or when you want to approach a sensitive topic like this, like disliking what your partner is wearing. and also what to do if your partner shares their dislike of your clothes and style. Before I get into the tips, I want you to remind you that as with any sensitive subject between loved ones, it's always beneficial to be patient, respectful, calm, and caring when sharing your feelings and opinions. The main aim should not be to win an argument or to get your own way, but to move forward together in a way that makes you feel both happy. It's so important for you to be the real you and for you to be your true self and have the freedom to express yourself as you like. I'm sure you agree that it's also important to have your partner be attracted to you, to maintain that healthy, passionate, close emotional and physical relationship, right? It can be even more sensitive when religious and cultural values and beliefs are involved. This needs to be handled delicately. Being respectful is very important. And this can even be more heightened, because I've worked with so many families with this, where the couple argue over how they're going to dress their children and whether their child has a choice in what they're going to be wearing or whether they dictate to their children what they need to wear and their style. There are two different perspectives, having worked with so many people and so many couples disagreeing on clothing style. One, some people believe, well, I can wear whatever I want. It's my body, it's my life, I don't care. And this approach is healthy in many ways because confidence is good. Knowing who you are is good. However, they can make their partner feel unimportant. If it's a few little small adjustments that the partner's requesting, they may feel that you don't really care about their thoughts and feelings. The opposite to this is where I work with people who have completely given up their individual style. They've done everything to please their partner, and in the process, they may feel like they've lost themselves, like they don't know what they like anymore. They don't really have their own opinion. They don't know what their dress sense is or their style is. And when people get really so worried about what other people think, dressing to please, doing everything to please, they can start to get really anxious, pressed, and down. So these are the people that often say, look, I just want to change this, Nick. Get these thoughts out of my head. And they come and do the breakthrough session because they want to get that inner strength back, know who they are, know what they want, clear out the negative thoughts. I really believe in having a middle ground between no, I'm not going to listen, and yes, I'm going to do everything you want. It's about being true to yourself and maybe making a few adjustments to keep your partner happy. You never have to be an all or nothing. Compromise is great. It can help you both feel loved and respected when you listen to one another. So, if you are the person who has a strong dislike of your partner's dress sense and style, here are some tips. Number one, keep the goal in mind. Remind yourself that the end goal should not be to hurt or to change someone. It should simply be to share your preferences at the right time and in the right manner so that your connection is kept close. Two, be respectful of differences. In order to maintain love and honesty between one another, you must be also respectful of their choices. You really don't want your partner to change everything about themselves to make you happy. That is not going to be good for you or the relationship because that may leave them feeling less about themselves. Three, understand that attraction is not defined by one person. We've all heard the quote, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And it's so relevant here. Not everyone will have the same idea of what's attractive and what isn't. As long as your partner is feeling attractive in themselves, they'll be confident and loving and positive and happy, which can increase your attraction to them too. It's all about finding what attraction means between you and your partner. Four, learn how to identify where to compromise together. Following on from a few of the other points I just mentioned, it's helpful to share your likes and dislikes with another and find that middle ground. Where are you willing to compromise? What is a necessity for you? How can you make sure that you're both happy. One man, for example, that I worked with wanted his wife to dress modestly to fit in with his religious and cultural values. He didn't like her wearing string strap tops, shorts, skirts. He didn't like her belly showing or any tight clothing. After discussing it all together, we agreed that when she is visiting his family, she would cover up, and when out with him in public, she would also cover up in a way that he liked. However, when she was out with her friends, when she's on holiday, and with her own family, she will continue to wear whatever she wants when she wants. This was to be the same for her daughter as well, as a large part of their conflict over clothing was what their daughters were allowed to wear and whether they were allowed to choose their own clothing or as a couple they gave the children the clothing. And at what age could the daughter choose? 5, find the right time to share. It can feel like you need to get things off your chest immediately. For example, if you're about to go out and your partner is dressing in a way that you think, oh no, don't wear that. You might want to address it then and there, but that is not going to be a good idea. They're going to be hurt, they're going to be stressed, just going out the door, they're not going to have time to change if they want to change. They're going to be thinking about it all night, you're going to start your argument at the beginning of the night, and that's not going to be positive. So really make sure that there is a calm time to have these conversations. For example, bringing it up a week later and saying, look, I think you're gorgeous. I think you're really attractive. When you wore that, I don't think it suits you. Would you mind wearing this one thing? I really love that you're in this thing. Or to avoid this problem, you can share what you're going to wear before. Say, what are you going to wear? Do you want to look at my outfit and I look at yours? Let's check we're both feeling good about it. Some couples do that. Depends how comfortable you both are with this conversation. So that's if you dislike your partner's clothing. But what if you're on the receiving end of a discussion like this? Please, 1, don't take it personally or to heart. When someone loves you, they will feel comfortable enough to share all parts of them with you. And this includes sharing their likes and dislikes. Please don't take it as an attack. As long as they're being respectful and they're not saying you everything you need to change, be thankful that, okay, they're close enough, they've shared that with you, and they feel that they can be open and honest. I just had a session today with a couple where the husband said to his wife that they're like best friends, but he's never said it before. But he just said, like, I really want us to work on ourselves. I really want us to keep attractive for each other. And in our session today, he said, please, could you also have a personal trainer? You can share mine, or you can get your own one. Like, I'm doing the personal training twice a week. Would you be willing to do that? And she was hurt and shocked at the beginning. And then she was like, yeah, I'm so thankful that you've shared that with me. So it's not always easy to hear these things, yet it can really benefit the relationship. And at least you know what they're thinking and you're able to change it. 2 is take this as an opportunity to share your dislikes in a respectful way too. It may not be about the clothing, that may not matter to you at all, but it could be something else. I had one lady that couldn't stand the fact that when her husband came home from running, he would sit on the sofa and just let his sweat drip all onto the sofa. She found this so annoying. But he wouldn't go for a shower straight away because his body kept on sweating, so he liked to just sit. And she was able to, when he meant something about her dress, bring that up with him. 3, share what you're willing to change and what you're not willing to change. Know your limits. Be confident in saying, yes, I'm happy to change this thing or this thing for you. The small changes can really keep one another happy. However, make sure that you're not losing yourself, that you're not going out feeling awful, feeling uncomfortable. Let's say you're a person that really likes to dress up and look nice, and then you're downplaying yourself and you just go out and you feel, God, I feel horrible. Or your partner really wants you to wear like tight-fitted clothing, and you go out and you think, God, I don't like this at all. That's not going to be good for you. So make some nice adjustments to show that you're listening and you're happy to dress up for them and keep them happy. But don't do anything where you're going to be going out feeling awful. Every successful relationship relies heavily on honesty and trust. When you trust one another to be open and honest, you can encourage your partner to be their authentic self. I often find that couples who are not comfortable to share their preferences or likes or dislikes are unhappy and generally have limited intimate conversations with one another. It can definitely, as I've mentioned, affect a person's self-esteem, can affect attraction and a couple's sex life. So it is important to share things if they are really affecting you. It's also important to boost each other's self-esteem, to make sure that you are giving each other compliments, sharing what you appreciate and admire about each other. If all you're doing is receiving negative things or saying negative things, resentment is going to build in the relationship, and after time, people shut down. Do join the Relationship Facebook group. I would love to connect with you in there. And I definitely regularly share tips and tools for communication in relationships, how to stay close and happier. It'll be great to see you in there. And members also post lots of different questions and other people give their perspective. So it's not just me sharing. There's a great community feel and we all want to make our relationships better. Right? The quality of our life is directly linked to the quality of our relationships, whether it's friendships, romantic relationships, family relationships. They're really what make people feel happy and close and good about themselves. Thank you so much for listening to this. If you have enjoyed the show, I'd be so grateful for a rating or review. So many people are having difficult time right now in their relationships. So many people feel lonely, fed up, stuck, and I really love to help. So from my heart to yours, wishing you an amazing day or evening ahead whenever you're listening to this. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.